Well, thank you for inviting me back again to speak to you. Bittersweet moment for me because I do miss you guys. So it's nice to come here and see you again and be able to share with you. The title of my message today is The Shepherd's Voice. And the reason I titled it this way is because of the two readings you just heard, Psalm 23 and the reading in John. I'll look at Psalm 23 first. And just before I start, how many of you know that psalm? You've all heard it before. You've heard it many times in different movies and TV shows, or read in church 1,000 times, or at funerals. But what's really interesting about the psalm is that King David wrote that psalm. And if you wanted to say, well, why is that important? Is the reason why David calls the Lord his shepherd is because David was a shepherd. If you read the story in Samuel, when Samuel goes to David's father, Jesse, to find the new king for Israel, Jesse lines up all of his sons to be picked. They're tall, they're handsome, they're buff, they've been working out, but not one of them is picked. And then when Samuel questions Jesse about, is this all that there is? Jesse thinks for a moment and says, oh, there's David. And you would say, well, where's David? Well, David was out with the sheep. Because the thing is with the shepherd is that the shepherd didn't have sheep and then went about his business. The sheep were his business. He lived with them. He traveled with them. He protected them. And as Jesus will say in the New Testament, he would say, a shepherd lays his life down for his sheep. So David knows what is the cost, what is the dedication, what is the sacrifice for his sheep. He knows what that costs the shepherd. And so when David comes to this psalm, what he says to anyone who's reading it is, the Lord is my shepherd. What I would do for the sheep, the Lord does for me. And when we look at this beautiful passage, he goes on to explain to you how he is the shepherd. He says to you that because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything that I need. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Now, the rod and the staff of the shepherd was used for two things. One, the rod was used to guide the sheep. The staff was used to protect them from predators. The sheep could do what they liked in the meadow because they knew that they were safe because the shepherd was there. If the sheep were scared, the shepherd was there. If a predator was coming, the shepherd was there to fight it off. David will retell the story of how he actually fought a lion to protect the sheep. When they question him that he could fight Goliath, he says, well, I did this. This is my victory story. And so when David says that about the Lord, he says that he is that for me. The Lord is that for me. He guides me. He protects me. He loves me. He lays his life down for me. If I'm lost, he goes out and he finds me and he brings me back. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I'm not afraid because you're there. Doesn't say he won't walk through the valley. He says, when I'm in the valley, you're still there. And so it's very interesting that when we read this psalm, and then when we go to the New Testament, to chapter 10 of John, which is the reading for today, Jesus is using this same language. Now, it's not in the reading, but what Jesus has just said before these verses is that I am the good shepherd. There's seven great I am statements that Jesus makes in John. I am the bread of life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the good shepherd. I am the door. All the seven of them. But Jesus has said at the start of chapter 10 that he is the good shepherd. And what he does here is he speaks to this group and refers to himself as the shepherd and they the sheep. And he uses this term, my sheep hear my voice. Now that can be a bit confusing for some people because you automatically ask the question, well, what does that mean? What does it mean to hear the voice? Let me rephrase it for you. My sheep recognize my voice. So for us, in a world full of such noise, can you recognize the voice of the shepherd? I remember speaking to a minister who had done some training in the Holy Land. He went to Jerusalem for a period of time. And one of the things they did when they got there, a group of them, they actually went out to the farmland to work with shepherds, just part of their training. And they were given the task of rounding up the sheep. And this minister said to me, he said he's an Australian, born here, and he grew up on a farm. So he said, I have a bit of know-how with animals, so I thought I'll be fine. But he said to me, he's like, I could not get those sheep to move for love nor money. They would not listen to me. It was him and the others. It didn't matter what they do. He couldn't coax them with food. He couldn't do anything to make them move to go to where he needed it to go. And he said, and all the shepherd did was, and all 400 of them ran to where they needed to go. Because those sheep had been trained, they knew that the shepherd could say that, say their name, call them, and only the way that he can call them, and they would go. And so when Jesus is using this analogy to people who were shepherds at the time, and he's referring it to himself, he's using that same example for them. Can you recognize my voice? Can you hear my voice? My sheep hear my voice. So what does the voice sound like? Well, he tells us here that he and the Father are one. If you've seen me, you have seen the Father. If you've seen the works I do, you've seen the works of the Father. And so when you look at the life that he lives and the things that he says, you're not just seeing, oh, that's quite nice, but you're seeing the words, the acts, the deeds, the love, the care of the Father. That's what you're seeing. You want to know what the Father thinks about something? You want to know how he feels about something? Look at what Christ is doing. He will tell you. So think about all the stories that you know from the New Testament. Think about all the things he's ever said. The woman caught in adultery. What does he say to her? Woman, who is left to condemn you? No one. Neither do I. When the leper comes up to him, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. I am willing, be clean. I no longer call you servants, but friends. No greater love than this for a man to lay his life down for his sheep. All these different phrases that he says, all these different interactions he has with these people, you're seeing the heart of the man. And then in seeing the heart of the man, you're seeing the heart of God. You're seeing the shepherd's voice. And so in our day-to-day life, how do we recognize that voice? Well, if it doesn't line up with any of that, it's not from the shepherd. I was reading through the meditations of Marcus Aurelius. Has anyone heard of him before? Roman emperor. He's sort of a philosopher in Stoicism. And some people get Stoicism mixed up where they become indifferent to everything. They're just indifferent. They have no emotion. It's not the case. He was the Roman emperor for about 19 years. There was a 10-year war. There was a plague. There was all these horrible things that happened. And even though he was the most powerful man in the world, and literally so, his power was absolute. He didn't have to worry about a Senate or a Congress or a Supreme Court or any of that. He could do what he wanted when he wanted. He still had thoughts of anxiety. He still had thoughts of fear. But he said in his meditations, he's like, but when these fears came to me, I discarded them. I put them aside. I focused on what I could do. And that kind of struck me, because then I thought, for us, when we have all this noise coming at us about everyday life, what's going to happen tomorrow, what's going to happen next week, what's going to happen with this, what's going to happen with that, what if only, and those two thoughts that torture us, do we put it aside because we know that that's not from the shepherd? I will never leave you nor forsake you. That sounds like the shepherd. Do not be afraid, for I'm with you. That sounds like the shepherd. I was quite pleased to see that when the Pope was, the recent one, was just elected, the first thing he said when he came out was, "Peace be to you all." That's the voice of a shepherd. Peace be to you all. John Henry Newman, who is a saint now, I think, 2013, I think he was made a saint. He had this really interesting phrase he said, and I'll explain it if you don't understand what it means. But he said that within all of us, we have what he called the Aboriginal Vicar of Christ within you. And what he meant was that deep within you, deep within every single person, was the still small voice. The voice of the loving Father, the voice of the Shepherd who would speak to you. We all have that within all of us. It's not an external thing out there, it's within you. But we all have that within us. And all you have to do is turn to that voice to see what it says. The original voice of Christ within you. And I just want to point out something to you that is said in these verses. And you have somewhere the reading. So I do encourage you to, in your own time, go into your own Bibles and look at this for yourself. But one thing he says here in verse 29 is, he says, "My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand." Now, what do we see there? How does he see you? He sees you as somebody that the Father has given him. Now, we're on Mother's Day today, and we always reflect on our mothers or our grandmothers, or, as I said before, motherly figures in our life, if perhaps you didn't have a mum who was there for you. But imagine someone most precious to you that means more to you than anything else, and they give you something most precious to them. How are you going to treat that thing? You won't let anyone come near that, because it means all the world to them, and because it means the world to them, it means the world to you. And so how does the shepherd see you? Not just as a sheep. He sees you as someone who the Father has given him. That makes you infinitely precious. That means that you will, not only do you know the Shepherd, but you are also known by the Shepherd. He knows your name. You're precious to him. And then finally, the last part there in verse 29, where he says, "And no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand." You can't be moved. St. Paul will echo this himself later. If you're familiar with the book of Romans, when Paul writes his most famous work to the church in Rome, he says this at the end of chapter 8. He says, "I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor demons, nor things present, nor things to come, nothing No thing can ever separate you from the love of God. Paul doesn't say that as something that he thinks. It's not something that he's praying for. It's not something that he believes. It's something that he knows. He knows that once you are in the Father's hand, no one can snatch you out, including yourself, just in case you think you disqualify yourself, which is not a thing. So I hope today, as you reflect, as you think, as you go home, as you pray, as you go about your business, as you go back into the world, as you go into work or to wherever it is that you go, that in those moments you will stop and you will turn and you will hear and recognize the shepherd's voice in the world of noise. And if you don't know what that voice sounds like, this is a good place to start. Amen? Thank you.